I meant to send you something, Randall.
What happened? What happened?
So, my son, who watches the podcast, shout out to CJ for listening to this. He sent me a video about the top 10, the top antagonists. I guess some award thing. The top antagonists for anime, right?
Yeah.
And you know Aaron won that thing from Attack on Titan?
I mean, I'm looking at, because I ain't going to get LJ started. Because you remember last 2 weeks ago, you said you supposed to say something to trigger me.
Well, I did say it. You did get triggered.
No, I didn't. Oh, you talking about what you said? Yeah. I'm like, we ain't going to talk about
it. Yeah, okay then.
Matter of fact, but before we get deep into it, because hopefully I don't forget. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. You already know my name, Randall, and I got my boy LJ and the OG himself, Dad, with me, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these folks, man.
What's up?
All right, now I'm supposed to ask Dad this for the longest. Now, Dad, you know me and LJ, well, we all three of us love Pokemon, because that's pretty much what we about to talk about in the topic. We all love Pokemon, and I think the next time we see each other, either the game will be out, or it will be, like, close to being out, if I'm not mistaken. Like, a couple days?
No. The next target will be the 13th.
So yeah, the game come out
the 18th.
So by the time we see each other, it's gonna be pretty much that week though. So, who you think gonna win this, me or LJ, when we fight? Nah, you don't say that. I won't. Now get this. This is my resume, and this LJ resume.
We have resumes?
We got resumes, because he need to know the background between us.
Do we?
He do.
Oh, okay.
Because more than likely, if I just say who going to win, more than likely, since y'all always butt heads with me, he going to say you.
We don't butt heads. You just make bad arguments.
I don't make... You heard what the man said. Aaron won the antagonist of 2022.
And I can't help that people are brain dead about who the best antagonist is.
I'm just saying.
And they don't even know what an antagonist is.
Look at y'all just hating. But check this out, Dad. Here's the backstory between me and LJ. LJ rarely played comp in Pokemon. He said he won 2 or 3 fights. I give him that, because me and him be fighting for the longest time. But more, I'm in the lead when it comes to battling each other.
You are, yes.
So, he don't play comp. Mm-mm. I play comp.
Mm-hmm.
When Pokemon X and Y came out, that was your phone?
Yeah,
when Pokemon X and Y came out, I was the top 50 in the United States of America.
So he said.
No, I was. Because I remember that. If I should have taken a picture of it, but you know, I wasn't thinking of it. I was thinking of it. But I was top 50 in the United States, and I think I was like top 1,000. In the whole world, I think, maybe. But granted, I would say this. Granted, the game came out like, that was when the game came out like the first month. So, you can go off of that, but, you know, still that's a good feat, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you face it, we know, but I don't want to say, because I don't want to get canceled. But yeah. So that's my resume. I was top 50 in the United States, and I think I was top 1,000 in the whole world. Who do you think gonna win this battle between me and OJ? I just wanna know.
I will say this, you know.
You said your whole. You wait. Before you say something, Dad. Your whole resume. You didn't say nothing about my.
You
resume.
Don't have a resume though. Besides beating me, I'm not gonna even say it because you're gonna want me to get triggered. Besides beating me,
beating you in what though?
I'm not gonna even say it because you ain't finna get me triggered today.
Go ahead, Dad.
Let me say this. So, I think it'll be tough because, you know, family always like play each other close. As long as you don't use your ultimate move and leave LJ with one battle, one HP again, I think you'll be okay, Randall.
I'm surprised he still remember that.
That's funny. You know what? This is what I'm gonna do.
No, don't do nothing.
No, this is what we do.
What you gonna do?
This is what we do. For the release of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet on
the 18th.
It comes out on the 18th, right? So
I think. Hey, you hold on. How you pre-order? Had any of y'all pre-ordered yet?
Nah, I said I was going to do that tomorrow.
You did? I have not pre-ordered yet. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason. Well, I'm going to pre-order. But it ain't nothing. You know, yeah, we ain't. Yeah, Japan and everybody else got the good stuff. But
on the 13th.
What's on the 13th?
The next time we do our show.
Okay.
On the 13th. After we get done with the show. Or... either before we do the show or after we get done with the show.
If you come early, before. Yeah. Or if you want to do it during the recording.
No, because it depends on how we can set this up. I will fight you in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Don't do it to
yourself. I'll fight you in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Don't do it. I'm not going to shake your hand.
I'll fight you.
Because you know for a fact you must have been training.
No.
Or something. Mm-mm. I'm not for the
shake. I'm going to start building the team today.
Okay. You sure?
I'll start building the team. Do it in the front so the camera can see it.
You better move your arm.
I'm trying to.
Can we get this on the podcast?
I've actually bought some stuff to do, like video gaming stuff.
Yeah, because we was talking about it. When we was talking about that? A long time ago. Yeah.
So I have stuff to do it, but when I was trying to do it on this computer that I have right now, it wouldn't link up the sound, so we couldn't hear the sound on it. And then we could use that TV. But it was, I would have to see, I might have to bring the stuff, but more than likely what's going to happen is we just do it online, and then we just record our voices.
What made you change your mind?
Nothing, I just thought it'd be funny, because if you win, okay, if I beat you.
Which I'm going to win.
No, okay, if you win, everybody be like, oh, okay, he plays Pokemon. If I win, and how much you talk about beating me, everybody gonna laugh at you.
I mean, I can legit.
And I'll probably let you live it down after like 2 months. Dad would never let you live it down.
I can legit pull my Switch right now, go on comp and get a win right now. I mean, I can do it, but we gotta do the episode though. But I'm just saying, though, I could do it though. I mean, now look, no, check this out. No, watch this. No, this is what I'm gonna do since we're doing this. Since I say that, once we get done, I'm going to turn the Switch on, get a W, and send a screenshot to both of y'all. Just like I sent a screenshot to LJ that time when I turned it on for like the first time in months. I legit went on comp. Mm-hmm. My first game of the day or the however long it been, I got a W and sent it straight to you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this. I'm going to turn it on, get that. I don't know if I'm going to get the first dub. All I know is I'm going to get a dub like
within instant. Well, you said you're going to get the first dub.
Oh, well, I'm going to get the first dub then. The first match. All right, then the first match. I'm going to get it. And I'm going to take a screenshot of it because it got the win and loss ratio. So y'all know for a fact I'm not BSing. So, y'all see. But, LJ, you don't want to mess with me because you just don't.
This is going to be really funny.
It's going to be really funny because I'm going to slaughter you. I'm just saying, okay, but
yeah, I'm not even.
Nah,
I will give it to you. You are the better, you know.
Thank you.
Have beat me more.
Thank you.
When I usually beat you, it's in front of people,
some bullshit,
or for people, and it's always funny.
It's because it's a BS. Because every time you beat me, it's either that one. What happened, Dad?
Issues.
Oh, 100%.
No, what happened is the two times that he beat me was either that one HP BS, which I'm not gonna even rent because you want me to rent, and then the other time when you listen, anyway, all I'm saying is when I beat LJ, I demolish him without a doubt. I either have 3 Pokemon left, a whole team left, or whatever. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I don't know.
But when LJ beat me, either he got lucky or I missed the attack and he came and get the attack off me. That's all I'm saying. But like you said, when we come back, the ad gonna be like, oh yeah, around ain't nothing to mess with. Because I'm not even nothing to mess with.
Sure you aren't.
But We're going to hold off on this because somebody, a.k.a. Mr. Dad, was going crazy on TikTok. Now, you know what I'm talking about, Dad. You know what I'm talking about. So I'm gonna tell LJ. So here's how I found out. I was scrolling through. I didn't find out on Discord though. That's the crazy thing. So I was scrolling through TikTok. Dad dropped a new video. So I looked at it, and he was replying to somebody. I was like, "Oh, who Dad going off on?" So he sketched a video of this lady cooking some noodles with like blob of cheese, and it looked kind of nasty. I ain't gonna lie. It looked kind of nasty. Long story short, this man was beefing with a whole state, bro. He legit was beefing with a whole state.
Why you beefing with a whole
state? He was beefing with Louisiana. Now, I'm gonna let dad handle that because he was legit, bro. People was going off on him. Because he was going off on his lady for cooking noodles in a blob of cheese. I don't know the backstory. All I know is dad sketched the video and it just went off. So, Dad, bro, what happened, man? What happened with you with this TikTok?
Okay, so check this out. I am a mac and cheese snob, okay? I am. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a mac and cheese snob, you know. I don't eat Kraft. I don't eat out the box. You know, if I'm gonna have mac and cheese, it's gonna be like my grandma used to make it, like how my mama make it, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, this lady, so they was talking about you use any noodle for mac and cheese. I'm like, no, you cannot. Like, it's not mac and cheese then. It's literally called elbow macaroni. Like, you know, like, you can't, there's no, but they said, no, if you do with spaghetti, I said, hold on, what? You know, so they start talking about, like, I've been in a group of, like, I've been in TikTok Live with, like, four different Louisiana people, right? And so, yeah, like, you know, you get the cheese and you use the spaghetti. And I was like, no. You cannot make it with spaghetti.
Right.
Okay. So then they showed me the video, what it looked like. So I said, I'm a Stitches video. I'm giving my honest opinion. Now, what they won't tell you is that I complimented everything else. Anything, I was nice. I wasn't even mean in that video, okay? Like, all I said was the cheese. It looked like it was half cheese. It looked like a thirst trap noodle, like it was a half naked
thirst trap noodle.
That's what he said. A thirst trap noodle. All that's right. What he said. Touch me, OJ. I was lost the whole time. Dad with all that stuff. I was lost myself. And he's not kidding. This lady legit made macaroni and cheese with spaghetti noodles. I was lost too. But I'm sorry, Dad. Go ahead.
Apparently, it's a whole Louisiana thing. I'm getting jumped by multiple people. Like, and then, like, you know, I'm glad Candy saw it too. She was like, what the? Why are you getting beat up by our whole state? I'm like, I don't know. Like, it just happened that way. Man, it was an experience, man. I've never been like beat up by a whole state before, but this is, you know, first time for everything, I guess.
All I'm hearing actually is that we're in trouble because we live super close to Louisiana.
Hey, look, all I gotta say is this: I'm not. If somebody pull up to a event and it looked like mac and cheese, and when I go in that pot and scoop it up, and I see some spaghetti noodles, I'm walking out.
Yes.
I'm even going worse. I'm gonna be petty. Not only that, I'm walking out. I'm taking a whole tray and throwing it on the ground, so nobody in that whole entire event has to taste that.
Hey, you know what? You know, yes. I'll be even more petty. I'm not even throwing away face down. I'm doing it face up so everybody can see what it is.
What you about to say, OJ?
Yeah, I'm just gonna fight a whole state of crazy people.
I'm just saying, we all should know, especially me and you, is how we eat at church, how macaroni and cheese are supposed
That's
to.
That's fine.
I'm just saying. So are you, LJ, gonna eat Macaroni and cheese.
No, because I don't eat everybody macaroni and cheese. Right. Because not everybody can make macaroni and cheese.
Which you is not lying. You are not lying when you say
so,
that.
So, I already don't eat. When I see macaroni and cheese, if it don't look right to me, I ain't touching it.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. Macaroni and cheese and potato salad are the same thing for like me like that. Like, you know, I don't eat everybody's potato salad either.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I say that.
If it don't look right to me, I ain't eating it. But I ain't throwing it away so I can get in a fight with a whole state or a whole venue.
I mean,
and gotta fight my way out.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, I'm just saying, you disrespecting the culture.
What culture?
Our culture.
Our culture is macaroni and cheese.
Not with no spaghetti noodles.
And I'm all about not abusing the children. You know, make sure that they
grow. Right. They don't need to grow. They don't need to grow up either. That damn right. That's child abuse right there. You don't need to grow up either. That.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that right there blew my mind when I saw that video.
Y'all trying though.
I'm like, pasta salad, that's a whole different story. You can use different noodles with pasta salad, but when it comes to macaroni and cheese, you just can't. I mean, you can do macaroni and cheese infused with hamburgers, macaroni and cheese, jalapeno poppers, you can do all that stuff. But when it comes to just making macaroni and cheese, there's just one noodle that you gotta use for macaroni and cheese, and that's not the noodle you're supposed to use. No. I don't care if it tastes good; it's just some stuff you just can't touch, and that is something you can't touch. And I'm with Dad on that. I'm calling the police and filing for child abuse because that's child abuse. At the end of the day, if a child had to put that food in their mouth, I'm doing them a favor.
I agree.
I'm just saying.
Y'all have some problems. I mean, you're right. It's not macaroni. I completely agree with y'all with that. But y'all, you don't think y'all taking it a step too far.
Now, time out. I know you ain't talking about we taking a step too far.
Yeah.
What was you doing in the last episode? Was that taking it too far with Barzo?
No, it wasn't.
So what we doing is taking it too far?
Because you letting people dictate y'all macaroni.
But so what you saying about Boruto
is all facts.
I mean, we stating facts too, though.
Yeah.
You ain't right.
You know what? Nah, we done for today. Nah, we go, all right, because, I'm glad, I hope they don't hear that. No, stop.
Same people who put cranberries in potato salad are the same people who make that. So, we don't eat that. So, I don't know why y'all making a big problem. Macaroni.
You know what? I didn't want to say it, but since you said it, we gonna skip, man. I didn't want to say it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, like,
am I wrong?
No, you're not, because like cranberries, raisins, or like anything like that.
I'm about to say no comment. Dad just went off. I'm just saying.
I don't want no Christmas walnuts in my potato salad. I don't want any of that stuff. You
know? That's why I do the respectful thing, and I'll get it on a plate all by itself, go to the trash can, and turn it upside down and leave it there where you're supposed to be.
But why can't you do the whole thing?
Because if the other people that's there...
People need to know their mistakes.
Yeah, they need to learn. Yeah, what Dad said.
Ain't not their fault that they don't know spices and the right way to cook stuff. That's their fault.
Yeah, exactly. So you gotta call them out
of
their mistakes.
I ain't calling nobody out. That's on them. I'm just not gonna eat it. As long as they don't have a restaurant, it's fine.
Now, let me ask you this. What if everybody else is eating it and you are the only one that's not eating it?
That's on them if they want diarrhea. That's not on me.
I'm just trying to say that could all be resolved if you just throw the whole tray away.
What if everybody wanted it and we're going to eat it, and I'm the only one who didn't want it, so I threw it away.
One word.
What?
That would end this whole debate.
Okay.
Second Amendment.
Okay, we're done. We're done. I'm going home.
Am I wrong?
How does the Second Amendment? Where's the Second Amendment, Randall?
Did the Second Amendment just change? Hold on.
Where's the Second Amendment? Because I'm pretty sure he got the wrong amendment.
I mean,
what's the Second Amendment, Randall?
Where's the Second Amendment? Ain't we the land of the free? Right?
No. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about what is the Second Amendment?
Let me make sure I say the right one. Hold on,
where's
the Second Amendment?
The right to bear arms.
Yeah.
So you ain't gonna shoot everybody?
Yeah.
You know you're wrong. That yeah was not confident. I was like,
No, because I was like, LJ was like, bro, I was like, hold on, I know.
I thought you meant the First Amendment.
No, I meant the Second Amendment. I'm just saying, if they want to get like that, you know.
Okay, don't we need to do daily dose of anime or whatever?
I'm just saying, you wanted to take it, though.
No, we're moving
but
on.
But am I wrong, though?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You committed a crime.
They did, too. Am I right there?
Is it a crime to get you in jail, though? What are these crimes that are getting you in jail?
I mean, technically.
And the food one is not the one.
It is if you get food poison.
It's a crime against humanity. Right. Say it's a terrorist attack.
Yeah, there you go. Biohazard. And you know this. Because you know this. Say I'm wrong.
You know
I'm right. You saw these food places. You know that you know they could go to jail for what they do. In my mind.
Is there any laws about it? The only time you can go to jail if you knowingly poison somebody.
And that right there is knowingly poison somebody. Because they know darn well. All I'm saying is this. They go to jail for food poisoning me. And if they want to get like that, there you go. Second Amendment will make everything go away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I'm done with this conversation.
I don't know how we even got on this. I was just saying, if you want to go take, we can take it there.
You took it,
especially down here, because you know we can get away with it down here. We in the South.
No, we won't.
Yes, we can.
What race are
we? All I'm saying, hey, we ain't finna go that far. We ain't finna take it that far. But I'm just saying, if we go across the street to Florida, we can get away
still
with it.
Still get shot. Baby, and still go to
we
jail.
Get stand your ground law. I'm standing my ground.
On what? On what?
I'm just saying, if they come at me, let's just say we in Florida. If they come at me the wrong way, we got the Second Amendment.
I'm going to have to edit so much.
And we also got the
I'm going to have to edit so much of this. Out.
We also got to stand your ground law.
I'm going to actually have to edit stuff today. Okay.
I was just saying, all they right. Want to get spooky. Oh, man. You started it?
No. You did this. You oh, completely man. Did this.
All right.
Don't put this on me.
Daily Dose of Anime. Oh, man. One Punch Man creator starts a new manga similar to regular Ragnarok. It's going to be 46 heroes will fight 46 demons. And that's all they said on the article. So how y'all feel about it? That's pretty much what they said on the article.
Can't feel no way about it. He's just got a new manga coming out.
Well, I'm just saying how y'all feel about, you know, a new regular Ragnarok.
I mean,
instead of guys, it's demon this time.
I have no feelings.
None
whatsoever.
I'm still tripping off the Second Amendment. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, I'm just saying, we there's the way is this we can find a way out of stuff, and that right.
What you could have said and would have been right.
What would have been right?
Wrong is you could have said it's my First Amendment right, which is the freedom of speech. So you could have just said it's my right to say that this shit is disgusting.
But let's just say, like you said, a whole party come at you, then I'm like my Second Amendment. And then let's just say we're in Florida, stand your ground law.
Are they coming at you with weapons? I didn't say they would come at you with
doesn't
weapons.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't mean I'm going to shoot them. I'm just going to be like, hey, if y'all want to go that way, we can go that way. I did I say I'm gonna shoot up the whole venue. I just said my Second Amendment, which you know I'm not wrong.
So before the police come after us next week,
I'm going away.
Get posted or whenever this get posted.
I'm a get in my car and we speeding off.
I just want to say,
and I'm turning my phone off.
I do not condone the words of Mr. Hines.
I'm turning my phone off. You ain't finna find me. I'm just saying that right now.
Good luck with editing this next week, man. Good luck with editing.
Cause all I'm saying is this: I got a good place to hide. And you know,
I do.
you know where we can go. It's been forever since we went there, though.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Up the country.
Oh,
you know, that's off the grid right there.
Yeah.
But it's been forever since me and you went to the spot I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Say,
my spot, I know mine is off the grid. There's no way they can find me unless. I'm pretty sure they can find me though, but what happened there? What?
I have a place I can hide to. My family owns land, but it's in Louisiana, so like I.
Then you don't have a place to hide. You do not have a place.
Wait a minute, dude. You don't need to go there. So yeah, you technically don't. I mean, he probably can. All he gotta do is just. All he gotta do is just probably shave his beard and he'd be all right.
Probably.
I mean, that's it. And then all he gotta do is just.
Because what's gonna happen is somebody gonna invite him to a party and that macaroni gonna be there. And it's on site.
Everybody gonna be eating and he gonna be the only one not eating.
And they gonna be like, why are you not eating this?
They gonna be like, wait a minute.
I know a guy.
I remember a TikTok. And they gonna go back and be like, and dad gonna be like, look, that's what I'm saying. The Second Amendment come in handy. Look, dad gonna be like, look, LJ, before anything pop off, I want y'all to look at it. I just wanna let y'all know that's not me. And he gonna walk away slowly.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Next concept.
All right. It ain't that much because it's been slow. Viceland Saga Season 2 began January 9th of 2023.
Season 2? I thought it was already on Season 2.
Mm-mm. So they took a break.
Season 1 must have been super long.
24 episodes? I just put it up a second. It stopped. When did it stop? Like in 2020 or something like that?
No.
So it's been off for 2 to 3 years.
No.
So how y'all feel about it coming back next year? I know some more anime coming back, but I don't know. Per se, but this is one coming back. Oh, and Attack on Titan, but I ain't gonna get in that conversation with y'all because I ain't finna double team me. But
nobody double teaming you.
You finna go off? Go ahead. I'm just saying.
Nobody double teaming you. You so defensive about it because you know it's trash. That's why you have to defend it.
I'm not defending it.
You are, though.
I'm just stating the facts. The fans love it because, number one.
And those fans are branded.
If you have to defend 2 seasons, it's trash.
It's okay. I've been trying to help you
I'm saying is this. I'm not defending what they're doing with Season 4. Season 4 should have been done last year. All I'm saying is this. It ain't my fault that Attack on Titan got 10 episodes in the top 10 of the highest rating episodes list. It ain't my fault. 1 through 10.
Are you saying
1 through 10? Is I know for sure 1, 2, and 3 are Attack on Titan. It might have changed now with Bleach and My Hero coming out, because those seasons are amazing. I can't even lie about that. But I know last year, the top 10 episodes was, number one was, I said Bleach. One, two, and three was Attack on Titan. And then like five was like Full Metal Alchemist, I think, 4 or 5. And then like the rest on like a whole bunch of Attack on Titan stuff, but you know. Most watch. Where did you type?
Episodes of 2021.
I said all time.
Oh, of all time.
Yeah.
Are you saying anime or just episodes?
All I'm saying is when I went on IMDb, they made a list, and that list says, like, see? Yeah, it was something like that. And then they had, like, top 10, and it had, like, a whole bunch of Attack on Titan. But that was, like, a long time ago, like, before season 4 came out. That's why I say it could change now, because all these other animes came out. But at one point in time, it was nothing but Attack on Titan.
The only one that's on here is Attack on Titan.
There was episodes from season 2 and 3 in there.
Look, I ain't even gonna agree. I'm agree with you on that. Season 2 and 3 of Attack on Titan. I don't know what they had got going on. All I'm saying is this: as a whole, Attack on Titan is better than all your favorite animes combined. Thank you.
Oh my! So you're saying?
So you say it's better than Dragon Ball Super?
Anything is better than Dragon Ball Super. Come on now. Let's be real. So Dragon Ball Super was...
That's the only reason I said that because I knew I was going to get reacts out of here.
So I'm just saying, Dragon Ball Super, we know Dragon Ball Super was like B+.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
What? Was B+ plus at most.
This is going to be interesting.
No, B. I said B.
No, you said D.
No, I didn't. You stopped investigating, bro. I said B. I'll say this. The only reason why. Because you had two movies basically recap, like, season 1 and 2 of Super. Then you have season 3 or arc 3. And then that was when Hit came. And then you had arc 4 when Goku Black. And then the best one was the tournament, where they have all the, you know, everything. Now, here's the thing. Here's my argument, and here's why I say I give it a B+. Reason why I give it a B+ is they rushed it. Because, number one, Goku really didn't train with Beerus like that. And then out of a span of 4 or 5 episodes, how the heck this man mastered something that nobody knew about until that Tournament of Power? And then the Tournament of Power was legit 48 hours or 14-something hours. And they span it almost 50 episodes, something similar to Hunter with the ant arc. You see what I'm saying? So they just span it. Not saying it's like it's good, don't get me wrong. But they could have did more. Like that, they could have cut more stuff off.
What you
off.
Gotta say about that?
You know I'm telling the truth.
You guys can't see my face right now because I'm facing the wall. But I'm about to end it. Brando's whole career right now. Because what you're not going to do.
I got to come back.
What you're not going to do. First of all, let's get to your points, okay? if you remember when, in the first, when he fought Beerus the first time.
Right.
And they got the Super Saiyan God, right?
Right.
When he was fighting with it, he lost it, but he still felt the power of the God in him, okay? So once it's been known, and it's canon, that once they learn it, it's in them, okay? So it's a matter of just getting back to it, okay? So that throws away your Ultra Instinct argument right there. The second one, the Term of Power, while it was a lot of episodes, it was 48 minutes, okay? So you might say, oh,
yeah, 48 minutes, yeah. Worse, yeah, it was, right? 48 minutes.
Okay, so, but every episode, it was just down a minute. That's what it was. It just kept it going, okay? Nate said a lot happened in a minute, but you know how fast these fighters be fighting? They slow it down for us so we can read better, okay? That's for us, okay? They fight so fast, and everything goes by so fast that they slow it down for us.
Wait, hold on. I didn't mean to cut you off. Dad's favorite anime is My Hero.
I can't like more than one anime.
Oh, I mean, I was just telling LJ, your favorite anime was My Hero.
And I can't like more than one anime.
Oh, well, I mean, you like more than one. No, I'm just saying, because I remember LJ was saying something, and you were going off on him about My Hero. So I thought My Hero was your favorite anime. I ain't know
your favorite anime.
But I ain't know he liked Dragon Ball like this, though. I thought he liked
the conversation y'all had about Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, but how he be defending My Hero? I thought My Hero was number one. Cause you
everybody can have two favorites.
I know, but I'm just saying. Cause yeah, I got more than one. My top anime is Attack on Titan Evangelion. But you know.
So are you saying Attack on Titan is better than Evangelion?
Hell no. Evangelion number one all the way. I'm just saying I like both of them. But if I gotta put it up to Evangelion, without a doubt, I can fight to the edge of this earth about that. Cause like I said, that anime put so many other animes on, and that's facts. Without that, half of these or 25% of these animes that are out right now, 15, if you want to be realistic.
Apparently, but you just said Attack on Titan is better than every other anime combined.
I said y'all favorite anime combined.
You did say our favorite anime.
Okay, but, so it's better than Yu Yu Hakusho too?
Oh, he know for a fact not to say nothing about that.
Let's be real.
Say something.
I can't because we know.
That's what I thought.
We know Yu Yu Hakusho holds a special place in our hearts. Mm. I can't talk trash about Yu Yu Hakusho. I can't. Because we all know once that theme song come on, that opening theme song come on.
You all right?
It's over with. That right there would take us back to places some animes can't even take us back. So I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing bad about Yu Yu Hakusho.
He said it's better than that's
one of my favorite
animes.
So, what you say that is better than what?
You say it's better than all of our favorite animes. So, like, that's one of my favorites. So, like, you know,
I'm just saying, it's better than My Hero and Dragon Ball combined.
Crying.
Dad, no mess with him. You know I gotta mess with Dad. But, Dad, how you feel about Vinland Saga Combat?
I thought I answered that. Did you? We went way off field. I can't remember if I said we just move on to the next one.
I
said we just move on to the next one.
I think that that's it, because they ain't had too much anime this week. I mean, they had stuff, but it ain't, you know, it wasn't nothing important. They were like, they doing something with this or that. They, you know, ain't really nothing like a show, like something like that.
YouTube awards are coming out, and there was some controversy.
YouTube awards. Mm-hmm. When YouTube had an award show,
I don't know, but they have some YouTube awards.
This is my first time even hearing about YouTube.
It might just be for creators, but I feel like they said something about it had some animes and things in it.
I'm pretty sure they probably do. Is anime and video games pretty much going up in peak right now, so I won't be surprised.
It's easy to get into now.
Right? Yeah.
No, I can't find it.
So
but,
I got a question. Like, maybe something like you can explain to me. Like, because like it just confuses me a little bit. This happened a while ago, but I never knew like how the transaction happened. Did Funimation buy Crunchyroll, or was it the opposite way around? Crunchyroll
bought
Funimation.
No, Funimation brought Crunchyroll, right?
No.
That's what I thought.
It did. They signed it, but it wasn't final, though.
So, what happened is... So, you want to know from the very beginning or just what's happening now?
Give me up to now. Okay. Like, I'm confused by it.
Okay, so, yeah, way too. Back when Funimation was going down, Crunchyroll bought it. Crunchyroll bought Funimation.
Oh.
They bought their stuff together, but it wasn't working out. Sony came in the picture, came to Crunchyroll, was like, hey, I want to buy both of y'all. Crunchyroll was like, no, we don't want it. We want it to be bought out. But they said we give you Funimation. So they gave Funimation to them. After a while, Funimation started going up, Crunchyroll started going down. Sony came back and was like, hey, I let Funimation run y'all, but y'all, I'm buying y'all pretty much. Sony, so it really is under Sony, but it's Funimation who signed the deal. And put them under their catalog. So really it's Sony.
Yeah.
But that's why I was like, you right, but you're wrong.
Technically it's Amazon.
That's Sony on Amazon?
Amazon on Funimation, right? Because
Sony on Funimation.
So hold on, don't Twitch own Funimation, right?
No, Amazon.
They got something with Funimation.
Amazon on Twitch.
Yeah.
Sony on Funimation and technically Crunchyroll. Via Funimation.
But I know it's if you do something with your Twitch, you can do something with Funimation.
Oh, well, they have that deal with a lot of people.
Okay, so it's just a deal.
Okay.
You're
talking about putting your accounts together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just a deal.
Okay, yeah. So I thought they on the memo.
But no, that's what happened.
It's, yeah, because I was waiting because they still on my Switch. Well, on here too, but on my Switch, they still got the Crunchyroll app in for the
And job. From my understanding, they don't know which one they want to do. They don't know if they want to get rid of completely of Funimation and put it all on the Crunchyroll, or they want to get rid of Crunchyroll and put it all on the Funimation.
If they going to do that, they might as well just take both of them ways and rebrand them.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said that's probably be the best thing.
Because that's my next thing. So why don't they just, like, combine the resources? Because, like, I use Funimation because with Killfish, I watch more dubbed anime than sub.
You know, right, right. Because,
you know, I multitask. So, like, if they just like combine powers, you know, you'll be cool, you know, just, you know, but it just doesn't make sense to have two separate, because, like, and then, like, every time I log into my Funimation, it's like, hey, if you get a 60-day, you get 60 days free of Crunchyroll if you just sign up over there. So why would I do that?
They don't even know what they want to do right now.
They really don't. And one thing was that so many people like Funimation and remember Funimation as a childhood thing that they don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But Crunchyroll, where they used to be, I don't know if they're still good, but Crunchyroll servers were better for anime and their infrastructure and that they had, everything was better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. But I'm just like, you could just combine the two, and I'm sure. I mean, like, I like Funimation. I have great times with it, but everything goes away.
So we all grew up on Funimation because when it was on TV.
Yeah.
Because every Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, all that, Dragon Ball, all that was on back in the day was on Funimation. Uh-huh. And then I don't know what happened after that. And then Funimation came out, and I don't know where Funimation went, because I'm know for a good minute there was no Yu-Gi-Oh, no Pokemon, no Digimon, no Blade. I don't know what happened to all them. And then years later, out of nowhere, Funimation come back out the blue. So I don't know what happened. Mm. They may have filed for bankruptcy and then come out of their own room.
Dragon Ball Super came out, and then they were streaming it. You know, so people went back to Funimation.
So you saying Dragon Ball Super brought back Funimation? let him talk, LJ. That's what you're saying.
It's part of the reason.
That's part of the reason. Are you completely sure about that?
I'm just saying, like, there was, like, a resurgence when it happened, you know?
So Dragon Ball Super is that good of an anime?
It's a great anime. I don't know why you have such, like, just bad taste in anime. Like, I don't understand, like, you know.
I've been trying to hit him for years.
I know you ain't talking.
I've been trying
to. You don't even watch anime.
You know what?
I've been busy.
You have the hamburger helper of anime taste.
You got the hamburger
helper. You took it there. Whew. You took it there. All I'm saying is this. I really don't know about you. But out of everybody here, I watch more anime than LJ.
There's only two people here.
I'm just saying.
You watch, but it's only two of us here.
I'm just saying, my catalog of anime that I finish and watch.
You know also has a big catalog, Hamburger Helper.
Do they really got that much of a catalog? I just only had like one. I just know they got like the triple cheese. I'm gonna say, hey, I don't know what.
I really don't know.
I'm gonna say, unless California got some amazing hamburger.
I'm gonna believe that. I don't know.
I'll take them on that. All I know is I should eat one. Because they probably got more flavors over there. But at the end of the day, everybody in make good in their own right.
No.
You can't say Attack on Titan is trash.
Oh, I wasn't going to even say Attack on Titan. I was going to say Bardo.
we can agree to that.
I'm just saying, there are people who favorite anime is Bardo, and they need to realize it's not. And you need to watch something else.
We can say this, though. You can't diss the manga. The manga is up there. We can't help that the anime don't want to go in line with the manga.
I'm dissing the whole entire Barto franchise.
Well, you can. Well,
I don't care about the manga. I don't care about the toys. I don't care about the games.
Do we even got toys? Oh. I don't even think they got toys.
There's a pop figure somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even got
toys. All I know is I don't care about it because it's trash.
We know how you feel about Barto. We know how you feel. Oh, man. But let's get off this subject before you catch another, you bust another blood vessel, Barto.
I was saying all I have.
Cause we haven't even, we didn't mention Barto. We
didn't just mention.
We said anime. I said the anime that we like, or I said all the anime. You said Barto. I
didn't. Is it Barto an anime though? Right? Barto's an anime, right?
But he had
okay. So we gotta make that differential.
Okay, OJ. I'm going to stop before a vein come
out. The vein not coming out. I'm just saying. Things had to be done in a right fashion. Barto hasn't done it. And so Barto don't deserve the, you know.
I don't know why you hate this anime so much.
Because it's nothing but a cash grab.
I mean, yeah. But, you know.
All right. There's no love in
you
it.
You can't hate on him.
It did. Right.
I mean.
Naruto was ninjas.
I'm just saying.
And I was okay with at the end where they said, oh, yeah, there's an alien race. It was just that one.
I mean.
Now you have technology that can make you do any jutsu.
Right.
You have just people just keep coming from outer space.
Right.
Like I want that to happen in Pokemon. Like, we only know about Deoxys and.
The Ultra Beasts.
The Ultra Beasts are from another realm.
Still out of space.
It's not. How is another realm outer space?
Because we are still another dimension.
It's not outer space.
All I know is they ain't from the Pokemon world. That's all I know. But continue on with what you were saying before me and you both forget.
I'm done now. I just
no. You about to go off on?
I was going to go off, but you about to make me go off about the difference between outer space and another dimension.
All I'm saying is this:
outer space means it's still in our dimensions. It's just in outer space. Another dimension is another dimension, another time, plane, zone, and place.
Can you fly a spaceship?
No.
All right, then.
What does that have to do with that dimension? I am confused.
You should have saw the look on LJ's face. You look like you a disappointed father. You look like you a disappointed father.
I am.
Dad, I'm sorry. You should have just, when I said that, LJ looked like he's so disappointed. Because you know how I am. You know how I just say some random stuff to get y'all pissed off.
I know. I should be used to it.
And the thing is, it works every time.
It works every time because it just gets...
Because y'all know. I'm surprised I haven't figured that out yet. I always do this stuff to get y'all pissed off. And once y'all get to the little peak, I just say some random stupid stuff to make y'all just be like...
No, we know. But it just takes it to another level. And it just like...
Cause this is my second time I pulled it off on you right now. Was the Second Amendment and now this. And I pulled the same one on Dad with the Dragon Ball. Y'all fall for it every time. I don't see why y'all making it so easy. Y'all fall for it every time. And you try to do it with me, but it ain't gonna work.
Dad.
I mean, I did do what you were saying. Your anime tastes have never helped. I did do it just doing to you, so.
Yeah, that's the Catholic Church bell.
I've never heard that bill before.
Yeah.
That threw me off. All I'm going to say is that...
You fall for it.
No. You're just crazy.
No, I'm just saying.
And you try to hide your craziness with the jokes and be like, I got my way out of it by just saying something
That's
crazy.
That's the point. Because you...
But I'm like...
Because, look, you this, always fall for it.
This is just you.
Here's the thing. I say something, right? And then you come back, and I'm like, in my head, like, you know what? After I think about it, he right. But how I'm going to get out of it? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep on saying it to piss him off. Right? So I was like, once he get to this little peak, I'm going to say something stupid to just make him throw it off and be like, you know what, I'm done. And that's exactly what I did.
And I'm still disappointed.
Yeah, because you always fall for it every time. You've been knowing me for 20, how old are you? 20, how old are you? 25, 26?
I'm 26.
You've been knowing me all your life. Every time you get hit by every time.
And I'm still disappointed about
and you. And same with dad. I say the simplest stuff to make dad piss. Get dad to a little level where he gets kind of livid, and I just say something crazy.
So in other words, you're trying to say you gaslight us.
Probably. To a point. But you gotta get the blood pressure flowing to make sure you're alive, ain't it?
No. As long as my heart beat is fine.
To steal your blood pressure, ain't it? I mean, it's still your blood pressure.
No, not that.
Well, we here. And we made it happen.
I feel sorry for the viewers. I feel bad for
them. All I'm saying is we here.
First it was the macaroni and now in the Second Amendment charge.
Now you can't blame that.
I blame you.
How you gonna blame the macaroni on me?
I'm talking about the Second Amendment. Oh. The macaroni was fine until you put the Second Amendment
I'm
in.
I'm just saying, which I'm not lying.
Just go to the main topic.
All right, so if y'all folks haven't heard.
Help us, please.
What?
Nothing. Let's keep going.
If y'all folks haven't heard, for all the good people out there who got content creators, I think some more people besides content creators. They are able to play, I only heard 2 hours. Could be more, could be the full game. I don't know.
No, they said they was 2 hours. 2 hours? One little piece of the map.
Okay. So they only able to play 2 hours of the game. Now, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let y'all say whatever y'all want to say. It's okay, because the most I heard people complain about is the graphics and how it looked like a pixel game. Well, come on now. We should know by now. It's Nintendo. Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
Well, I will say just to that part, I've heard that they was playing on an older build and not the newest build, so that's why the graphics kind of look like that. But I still don't think the graphics is gonna be what people think they're gonna get.
We all know this.
Yeah, but I think.
But that's the only thing I heard was the graphics and the frame rate. When you I don't know the legendary Pokemon. When you get on legendary Pokemon, they don't look right, and they start making stuff slow and choppy.
Yeah.
when they crystallize.
Yeah. It's in that too. But overall, to me, this is like the biggest game that we're gonna have for Pokemon. Cause we getting not 8, we getting 16, but we only getting 8 to do 8 gym badges, and then the other 8 is some weird story adventures thing you gotta do. Well, it ain't weird, but it's some crazy story adventure you gotta do. Something similar to Orange Island, if y'all remember that way back in the day, where Ash went to a different region from Kanto, and he got additional 8 badges for doing like battles and trials and something else. So they bring that back.
It's
but
kind of like doing Pokemon Soul Silver, Heart Gold.
Yeah, yeah, both, yeah. But this time it's just story something. You gotta find stuff, get stuff, and they give you a badge. So, but all in all, from what I've seen, it looks okay. But what y'all think about it?
I let Dad go first.
Okay. You know, I like in watching it because I watched IGN do it. I don't know about you guys, but the auto battles that they're doing. Those kind of like I don't say it worries me, but it kind of like, I guess it helps with the grind a little bit.
Maybe it's make it easier.
Yeah, but like I don't want my Pokemon fighting a shiny out of nowhere and like
and kill it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Dad. I was going to just because I read something slash watched a video about that auto battling. So,
okay, yeah, like that's one thing I don't. I also like I don't like it like when you throw a Pokeball at an enemy, it just triggers the battle. It doesn't like you don't try to catch it then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that I don't like that part at all. I think it's like if I'm throwing the Pokeball, like Let me try to catch first. If I don't catch it, then trigger the battle, you know. But
that to me seemed like they was trying to put in elements of Arceus. Like, mm-hmm. that's all you did in Arceus. You didn't throw a Pokeball. You didn't really battle it until mm-hmm. after you threw that ball at it. Or, I mean, you could go ahead and attack if you wanted to. That's up to you. But I think they still trying to keep it other manner as you can't throw the Pokemon on your first try and it's, you know, going to catch it. You're going to have to at least battle it or weaken it. And I think they trying to keep that. So I agree with you. I wish they wouldn't do that. Or if they did, they should just go ahead and do the full system of Arceus where you are allowed to, you know, if you catch it, you catch it on your first try. If you don't, okay, then you can battle it.
Yeah. That's what they said. Go ahead, LJ.
So with the auto battler, I heard that the auto battler is not going to give you a lot of levels when you are battling. It's like you get less XP for it. And it's really only the grind for getting certain items.
Like TP or TM or whatever.
No, so supposedly you'll be able to, there's going to be crafting now in Pokemon to a certain extent. Right. And it's the, so that's what the auto battling for is, so you can attack those Pokemon to get those items and it's supposed to help you get it quicker. Now, I don't know to the entire extent how crafting is viable or what exactly you're going to be needed for crafting, because I think, like, you know, in RPGs, there's not really that many, much crafting. Like, yeah, you go and you go, you know, you got grind for gold or grind for a certain thing so you can buy this part of a potion or something, just depending on what the RPG is. But that's not normal in Pokemon, so I'm scared that's going to take away from Pokemon and not in a good way. You know, I'm always up for Pokemon trying new things, but maybe not this. But again, that's just something we have to see. My problem still is that the egg system, we haven't learned nothing new about the egg system. I'm very worried about the egg system and what could happen there. If you really can only get eggs from doing picnics and it's in the basket and something like that, I think that's going to be a super big problem for a lot of people.
Right.
And that's going to cause more grinding, maybe. Depends. I don't know. I'm looking forward to this game, but I'm also eerie on it. Like, it's cool. Like, yeah, you got three main story missions now that's going to all, from my understanding, is going to all end up combining into one big thing. Hopefully at the end. They all going to have that each ending, but then something big happens. But we still don't know a lot. We don't know, you know, like, even the last final evolutions for the starters, we don't know every Pokemon in there in the games yet. And I understand they're trying to keep everything mysterious and, you know, we want people to enjoy the game for the first time and not get spoiled by people. But some of the stuff that they haven't told us is kind of worrying. And I hope the game is as good as a lot of people are hoping it to be. Man.
Oh, I'm gonna let y'all just go ahead.
No, I mean, we're done.
Pretty much is this. The game is gonna be a huge game. We all know that for a fact. We're gonna have 16 badges. 18 badges. 3 different story modes. From what I heard, the story modes are like 15-20 hours each. From what I heard. If you want to try to 100 complete it.
Yeah.
If you're trying to 100 complete. So, the game probably going to be 80 hours, 60 hours plus to beat. You're going to have, you know, obviously PvE, which is the 8 gems. The other additional 8 is the second the second story. And the third story is the villain arc? The villain one? Yeah. So you know, they dedicated a whole story for them. So, which I probably gonna, I'm gonna do all three of them. Matter of fact, I mean, no matter what, but, yeah. But for sure, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna do the traditional 8 gym first, then do everything else. But all in all, I'm pretty sure we all ready for the game to come out.
Yep,
we all ready to see it. I'm ready to see all the new Pokemon. I'm ready to see all the starters. I'm pretty sure we probably ain't gonna get no more unless somebody data mined it. This is where they usually, around this time, this is where they usually data mine for the Evo, the evolution. Yeah. Why they data mine all the evolutions and stuff like that. So, you know, we just gotta wait and see. But I'm ready for it. Because not only they got the co-op, we all it's four, it ain't that, it's four, right? Up to four, right?
Yeah, four.
Yeah. Yes. So all of us can play and just have some fun. So we just gotta wait to see. And then the DLC, I heard the DLC gonna be good for what the leakers say. Ain't no really telling about all that, so. But that's all. I'm ready for it at the end of the day. And then we just gotta wait to see. Cause I already know me and you both. LJ in the bathroom, but me and you both know the graph is gonna be what it is. We ain't playing Pokemon for the graphics, so we know the Switch.
No, we
know the Switch ain't gonna have the best graphics. So I don't know why. I really don't know why they still complain on that. Y'all should know.
It makes no sense. Like, I don't play the Switch for like 4K high graphical content.
Exactly.
I play the Switch for my Nintendo products. You know.
Right.
Like if there's a game that comes out on the Switch and the Xbox, I'm playing on the Xbox. I'm sorry.
You ain't lying. I'm the same way. But for all the people out there, come on now. This is not the first Pokemon game on the Switch. Main game at that. We should all know the graphics ain't gonna beat that. Now I won't blame y'all. Because we don't want no ordinary graphics, you know. We don't want no graphics to the point where, okay, this look like something the 3DS can run. I know that. But, come on now. It look like Legends. Probably going to be a little bit sharper, a little bit more cleaner than Legends.
It's going to be a little sharper than Legends.
Yeah. So, if y'all, Legends, besides the cave, only had like the little white outline glitch. But other than that, I ain't had no performance issues. Besides, like, the birds flying, but, you know, I ain't really tripping about that. But come on now. If y'all play Legends, the graphics is going to be okay. Performance, like LJ mentioned a while back, if all three of us or four of us, depending on if your son want to join in on us, if all four of us meet up, you know, that's one thing LJ brought up, is how y'all going to handle the four co-op. Like, are we all four of us gonna be playing, and one of us get beat, booted, or if the game gonna crash?
I don't see. There's things I don't trust. Cheesy macaroni and Nintendo servers. You know.
That's why I had to go to the restroom. It's the cheesy macaroni.
It's the cheese spaghetti. I mean, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, but yeah, like we. Don't trust that. I don't trust Nintendo servers is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, at the end, we got to see. Because I know when I was playing Sword and Shield, when I was doing comp. That's one thing I hate about it, too. You play comp, and I don't know why they even do this. I be on the verge of winning. I beat the dude. And then at the second before it counts the win, it hit you with a communication error.
Oh, no. That's just the opponent leaving.
No, it's not. No. It legit kicks me out. I have to re-sign in to the server. The online. I mean, I know when... If it say something else. It would say the trainer had leave or something like that. If it's like a networking issue or a server issue, that's from the Nintendo themselves. Because what happened was, I get the win. It kicks me out. I had to sign in. I don't get the win. I get the loss. That's what I'm trying to say. So yeah, I know what you're saying, but nah. It would tell you if it's the actual trainer. It would say trainer left some yada yada. But if it's Nintendo in and it's a server, it would say Nintendo some communication with the server some, then they kick you off. Yeah. And then when you go back on there, you expect to get a win, but instead of getting a win, you get a loss. And I get that. I used to get that a lot of times when I was doing comp. So that's the only thing we got to worry about, especially me, since I'm probably gonna be doing comp heavy on this time. We just got to wait to see. But from the demos and from the 2-hour game footage that they were playing, the game was amazing. you know, the frames with when you get your legendary, you know, we gotta see about that. But other than that, I'm ready for it. It's gonna be a big game. Sadly, we ain't gonna have a lot of Pokemon in the game, and sadly, we may not have a lot of new Pokemon in the game. Cause that's one thing a lot of people hate about. It was trending on Twitter that how people play when the first Pokemon game come out, and the trending topic was, do y'all play with completely new Pokemon, or do y'all play with mixed Pokemon, with old and new Pokemon? And a lot of people was talking about, I only play with my first playthrough, I play with nothing but new Pokemon.
Yep.
And they said, and a lot of people said, that's how it meant to be. That's how you're supposed to play Pokemon, which I don't blame them. That's how I used to do mine. But I get, there is one or two OG Pokemon I get to go in my party. Other than that, four or five of my Pokemon, my first playthrough is none but new Pokemon.
Yeah.
But that was one of the topics they were talking about. And everybody was like, yeah, that's how I play. That's how I do it. And the people like, that's what they should do. They should make a lot of new Pokemon. And when you beat the game, bring in all the old Pokemon that y'all want to put in the game. Because that's how they used to do back in, I don't know when they stopped. I think Gen 4 when they stopped it. Yeah. Well, it was Gen 4 or 5. Where before you get all the old Pokemon, you had to unlock the natural decks. And once you unlock the natural decks, all the old Pokemon come out of nowhere. So a lot of people was complaining about that. But they were like, they can't do that because they don't make a lot of new Pokemon no more, which they are right. Because now, I think we're only getting like 100 and some change Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And out of 100 and some change Pokemon, they not technically new Pokemon. They just like forms of old Pokemon. So, you know, that was a lot of people, that was trending for a good bit, which I can't blame because that's how I do mine. I get number new Pokemon, and once I get done, I go and do my comp farm. And once I finish my comp farm, I go into comp, and then I don't touch Pokemon after that. So, you know, it is what it is, but at the end of the day, hopefully Nintendo or Pokemon is hearing what we are saying, and whenever Gen 10 come out, hopefully it come out during the time where we have a more powerful console from Nintendo, hopefully, that we can get the game that we all want, because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants this huge, big open world Pokemon game that got a lot of good Pokemon, maybe a lot of new Pokemon, maybe some won't mix, but they just want a huge, big open world Pokemon game. And once we get that, everybody gonna shut up, and Nintendo can do, or Pokemon can do whatever they want to do after that. So, you know, we just gotta wait to see. We got like 3-4 weeks, right? 4 weeks? 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? We got 2 weeks. So, you know, we'll see. So y'all don't be surprised if we might maybe get one more trailer. And that trailer should be the second evolutions, because I know on previous games that's what they usually do. They usually drop like one more trailer to show off the evolution, second evolution, and then y'all can do whatever y'all want. Because usually around that time, the second evolutions pretty much decide which Pokemon people gonna pick. Because I still don't know which one I'm gonna get. I'm probably gonna get the duck, just because it's supposed to be like water and fighting or something like that. I'm pretty much going to get ducked, but everybody is a toss up, so I don't know, but only time will tell. So we got two weeks. All I know is I'm probably going to be playing that game for like 3 months straight, and then I'll probably hop back on some more games and then usually what I do is just come and play comp for like an hour or two and then stop playing, and then pick it back up the next day and then play for another 1 or 2 hours. So we just got to wait to see, but. What y'all got to say before we dip, man?
I ain't got much. You know, you can go follow me on all the stuff, Dad Gamer.
You can go see him talk about the macaroni some more.
You got to bring that up.
I mean, hey, he get the clout for it. Let him get the clout for it, man.
Well, you.
It wasn't a clout thing, though, man. Like,
it's a clout thing now.
That man got a hold. I don't know what you want to call that. But go ahead, Dad.
Nah, just follow me everywhere. And hey, LJ. Could you put a screenshot at the end of when he sent you a screenshot of him taking that L? later on.
What else?
Put that at the end.
Well,
what you supposed to do after this?
Oh, the Pokemon thing? Man, I ain't forgetting the world. And LJ, no, I don't know why you made a bet, because you ain't finna win. I don't know what made you, tell the truth, because for the past 2-3 years since Sword and Shield been out, I've been asking you to battle me. Made you out of nowhere?
You recently just asked me.
It's been a good year.
No, it's been a couple of months.
No, it's been a year.
No,
before Legend of Arceus came out, I've been asking you to battle me. So it's been like a good year. Like a year and a half.
I don't remember that. I remember you asking me back before the summer started. Say, hey.
It was last year that I kept my body though. For a fact.
Arceus didn't come out last year. It came out this year.
No, I said around that time. Like before then. But go ahead though.
Nothing. I think it'd just be funny.
Okay. You what, do it now then.
I'm gonna do it now.
But I'm talking about when you go home. Just do a trial.
You gotta let me get my team.
Do a trial so you don't got your team?
No.
So you're gonna take you 2 weeks to get your team.
He said he's gonna put his team
together. Oh, I forgot, I ain't hear that part. I'm sorry.
I told you. I said let me get my team together, reface each other, and then if you win, you win. If you lose, you ain't going here to end
it. If I lose, I'm breaking.
What you gotta remember is that LJ is playing with house money right now.
I have nothing to lose.
If I lose, I'm breaking my Switch. I'm not buying a new Pokemon game.
I'm gonna make this man.
That would be if you win, I'm legit retiring. Pokemon again. I'm legit retiring because there's just no way on this earth that you can beat me right now.
And he's talking himself up for failure. And this is what I want. I just want him to keep talking himself up.
Then go ahead with your end statement.
My end statement is don't really have one. The Pokemon game quickly coming. We'll see what happens with it. Hopefully, some of the problems that we saw from the YouTube creators playing it are fixed. Like I said, I've heard that it was an older build, so maybe hopefully that. It's only the problem. These problems have already been fixed before it comes out. I just hope that it works as well as it was intended to.
My end statement. You are not going to beat me whenever we see each other again.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying that right now. Because not only I give you this. You might beat 4 of my Pokemon. Might be 4. Might. But I'm going to just demolish you to the point where dad, every time I mention Pokemon, dad going to tell you, LJ, you don't want that smoke from Randall. You don't. That's how bad I'm going to beat you. It's going to be that bad to the point where if you mention Pokemon and me in a sentence, dad going to be like, LJ, I'm going to stop you right there. How he beat you when y'all battle, you just hold back. That's how bad I'm going to beat you. And you know this, because you know you haven't touched comp in forever.
If you say so.
I'm just saying. And you better hope that mic is on, because that's not going to, if that, bro, if he even get me 1 HP, if it's 1v1, he give me 1 HP, I'm turning off the game, because I'm not finna relive that moment. That's my phone. I'm not finna relive that moment. But at the end of the day, I'm ready for Pokemon. It's been how long? Four years since Sword and Shield dropped. Pokemon had a whole bunch of they played because they had Legend of Arceus, and then they had Diamond and Pearl remakes. But we ain't gonna count that one. But I'm ready for it. So we'll see what it is. And you still think Arceus is gonna be contender for Game of the Year?
Yeah.
After all the game delays, it probably is though.
About to say, what game on there do you think is not gonna make it on?
It can't, because almost all the games that's supposed to come out that was Game of the Year contenders, it's coming out to it next year. So if Legends don't be on there, then I don't, to be honest, I really don't know. Besides Elden Ring, Is God of War gonna be still?
Baby? I'm not sure. It comes out on the 9th. It's either. I think it's not gonna make the date.
It ain't gonna make the date. So that's it. Besides Elden Ring, I could think of.
Now you still have what's her name? Forbidden West.
Forbidden West. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't been up to date with the PlayStation exclusives. So I don't know.
I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, at the top of your head, the only games that you could think of is either Legends and
Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, that. Yeah. That. Those are the only two or three. All the other games that was Game of the Year contender, because Gotham Knights is trash for what I heard.
Yeah.
So
they did. I'm so sad about it, too.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even. It doesn't even look like they updated the graphics from the last Gotham Knights.
They didn't give that
Gotham game.
Yeah. So. That's the only game I was considering being, you know, because I told you, I said when we were talking about it, I said Gotham Knights going to beat Legends. But when the game came out, I'm like, bro, this ain't the Legends that I saw on E3 when Xbox last year. So yeah. I don't know, man. Or not last year, the year before.
And I want to play that game, but I just feel.
I'll play it when it go on discount, you know, because it finna go on discount in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
it really is.
So, you know, I'm with you. I'm with Dad on that. You know, I'm disappointed, but you know, so that's the only thing I can think about is Forbidden West, Elden Ring, and Legends. And like I said, if Legends don't make it, then damn, that's the only game that I could think of.
I really wouldn't know any other game to put on the list
besides those three. And then you could just put in two more indie games.
I'm trying to think of an indie game that did well.
Yeah, that's
but
only.
I can't even think of
yeah,
an indie game
that's
that
all
really
because
well.
Everything been delayed or it been trash. Elden Ring is legit the only game that's probably ran smooth when it first came out and everybody actually liked. That's the only game I can think about in 2022, and we know for a fact that's gonna win. Besides, they may count Destiny DLC.
Nah, they don't.
Maybe.
They don't ever count DLC.
I thought they did.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so maybe, I don't know. That's the only...
Isn't there a DLC category?
I don't know.
I think there's a DLC
it probably
category.
Probably is, though. I'm more likely, since DLCs are more popular now, they probably do. But, no, a lot of times they count that as a new game, though.
When?
I don't know. Like, it been a minute. I don't know. Because I could have sworn I saw, like, Forsaken or something was for an award. It was one of them times. I don't know. It was a long time.
That might have been for best shooter.
Yeah, it was. So I don't know if they're gonna count it, but I don't. Yeah, they probably ain't gonna count it for Game of the Year. So I don't know. All we gotta say is this: Pokemon finna come up. Me, Dad, and LJ, we gonna be grinding it. We for sure gonna play with it. With each other, we're gonna come up with a time and do that. Me and LJ still gonna have our battle by the end of the year. And all I gotta say is LJ just ain't ready for this. But if y'all enjoy this episode,
I'm telling you, man,
it's not gonna happen because I ain't gonna let it happen. But if y'all enjoy this, we gonna find a way for y'all beautiful people out there.
They can't see you.
I know they can't. We're going to find a way for y'all folks to at least see this. Or we're going to have Dad, since we ain't close to 1,000 on TikTok. Well, we almost at 400. But since we ain't 1,000 yet, either Dad can live stream on his TikTok so his people can see us. Or LJ going to find a way to put it on his so when we promote, or not promote, when we post the video, y'all can see it then. So I don't know. But if y'all enjoyed this episode, man, hopefully y'all enjoyed it, man. And we catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace.
Every time it look like you flicking them off.
Yeah.